The report is called Killer Heat in the United States, and it's produced by a nonprofit science advocacy group called the Union of Concerned Scientists. Author Juan de Clut Barreto says Tampa Bay area cities now average about 4 of these days of extreme heat over 105 degrees. If nothing is done to slow global warming, by the end of the century, we could see 127 days a year.
105 is where everybody, not just people who work outside or people that are more vulnerable physiologically, like children or the elderly or people with pre-existing conditions, we're talking about everybody is at risk of severe illness or death due to extreme heat.
He noted the 1994 heat wave that killed more than 700 people in Chicago affected mostly elderly African-American women who lived on their own.
We're talking about people living with low incomes, people with the ability to purchase or operate an air conditioning unit because of the costs. And we know cities have higher energy costs than other places.
And DeClut Barreto says, in addition, many low-income people don't have access to preventative health care, so pre-existing conditions they have could become aggravated under extreme heat. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.